a silent stealer. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Dr. Bruce Van de Stieg is with Boehringer Ingelheim, and he says bovine viral diarrhea, BVD, has become a silent stealer in dairy herds. And he speaks from personal experience.
The dairy that I was managing that kind of had more cows coming open at reconfirmed, about 180-day carry calf check. It was kind of frustrating, but didn't really know how to go after it. We weren't finding any fetuses and just kind of an underlying kind of burr in your saddle. Then one day we're walking to the corrals, we found a fetus and say, let's collect that thing. We sent it off to the lab and we got the results back. We had BVD. It's like, that means this virus is running around the herd. It was well vaccinated and a well managed herd, high production. Called and talked to a good friend who does some lab testing, and we sampled the whole herd via the milk and came down to one pin, and we found a PI animal in that pin. We culled her, and then about 3 months later, you could feel the herd kind of settled into a new spot. Fewer cows were open at that reconfirmed check. It seemed like our conception rate had kind of stabilized and improved just slightly, and our fresh cow health just was a little bit better.
So those are some of the key signs to look for here. If things just aren't quite up to par.
Yeah, it's an abortion issue. You kind of got to determine, you know, when and where it's at. For us, it was that typical kind of BVD range, somewhere between, you know, 50 and 150 days. We were losing calves, you know, and some came back pregnant, and, you know, the bull would rebreed them. We just a little bit of reproductive efficiency, and it's an immunosuppressive type virus. So also that fresh cow area was another area where you see just a little bit of shrink there. And I think if you look in those areas, and sometimes you may say, my abortion rate's 10. That might be a good number for you, but why can't it be 8? And if it's 8, that means there's 2% more cows that are surviving in your herd and doing well. And there's always room for improvement, and this is one of those areas where you just get that marginal improvement, and it's all about marginal income.
How does one go about initiating a vaccination program?
You need to talk with your veterinarian. You know, evaluate what's going on in the herd, evaluate what diseases you want to prevent, and institute the correct products at the correct time, and then train your people on how to use the product effectively and correctly.
That's a real key here, isn't it?
Compliance is huge. You know, we often think people know what to do, and we often let them go. We don't retrain them, we don't watch. And just because we have a good vaccine in the refrigerator and somebody took it outside doesn't mean that it actually got into the cow properly, that it didn't freeze or get too hot. And sticking a frozen vaccine, or a vaccine that was frozen or that got too hot, into a cow is like not vaccinating it at all.
Touch on the effectiveness of a killed as opposed to a modified live.
They're both effective vaccines. They both work on the immune system slightly different. The killed vaccine product really goes after the antibody type side of our immune system, and the modified live will really go after the cellular side. And we need both to really have effective immunity. So we like to recommend a modified live in the fresh period, as long as the cow has been fresh like 20 to 30 days, and about 20 days at least before she gets bred. And then we like to see a killed go into her right around dry off time. So we stimulate both sides of that immune system to really give that cow maximum chance to prevent disease.
Dr. Bruce Van de Stieg with Boehringer Ingelheim. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.